Most of Battle Creek Public School students come from families that don't have much money. That's a stressful lifestyle, and kids don't always know how to deal with it. Teachers sometimes see students get overwhelmed and run out of class without permission, or worse. So this year, the district created a new type of classroom. It's supposed to help students think about better, safer ways to handle stress and stay in school. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott reports.
At 7:30 in the morning on a snowy Wednesday, 8th grader Xaviana Reed's already in class, but nobody's lecturing from the blackboard. The only people here are Xaviana and her teacher. They're sitting across from each other at a small aluminum table, eating breakfast and working on stuff. It's a very typical-looking classroom. Tiled floor, fluorescent lights hanging down, but the normally bright overhead lights are still switched off. Instead, there's a few lamps on and gentle music playing low. The whole vibe is very soothing. Xaviana can be kind of soft-spoken, but at the same time, you can tell she's funny, and she gets animated whenever she does have something to say. The thing is, she hasn't always handled conflict well in school, like this one time in history class.
When the kids kept messing with me, so I was getting irritated. Because he kept talking smart to me, and then he gonna throw a pencil at me. So I threw a chair at him, and then I left and came here.
Here is this new classroom. Erica Girone is the teacher of this place they call the CLIME classroom, and that's an acronym.
It stands for Concrete Lessons in Mindful Behavior. Really, I kind of explain as we're teaching students how to be students, so those self-regulation techniques, the coping skills, how to be successful in a world that is constantly upsetting you or whatever that is.
Sometimes when they get here in the morning, Xaviana's already stressed out. Girone says they usually spend some time talking about how her body feels. Cold and tight when she's anxious, warm with relaxed shoulders when she's feeling good. They do exercises meant to help Xaviana sort of center herself. These can help when being in class is just too much or she knows she's having a bad day. They scribble on paper and then draw lines to make shapes, sort of like looking for shapes in clouds or something. Girone, or Miss G, draws a cat with a fat head. Girone says this could be a good thing to do whenever Xaviana feels distracted or anxious in class. Xaviana says she drew a guy on a mountain, but she didn't really like the exercise.
I don't think I would ever use it.
You wouldn't use that?
No.
How come?
Boring.
Even though it's still school and it can be boring, Xaviana says a lot of the things she's learned from Miss G have been a big help. They work on stuff like deep breathing to help Xaviana regulate her emotions. They go over how to make better decisions, like, no, you probably shouldn't throw chairs at people and storm out a history class. Xaviana started going to the Klein classroom this fall, and she says it's already helped her do better in school.
Yeah, I like being in here, because I used to walk out of all my classes, and I don't walk out of them, and I don't get angry with everybody that quickly like I used to.
She's made some progress, but she's still struggling with just some regulation stuff.
The Klein classroom is an alternative to traditional discipline. Girone says most Klein kids have been suspended from school a bunch already, and nobody wants them to miss any more class. Girone's really just trying to help these kids make it through the system.
Sometimes the perception of Klein is, well, you're going to take this kid and you're going to fix them and then bring them back and we're never going to have another problem. We're not here to fix kids, right? We're just here to teach them the skills to regain control over what they can control.
There are three classrooms like this across the district, all funded by a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Girone says it's not clear if this approach will ever replace suspensions and detentions as a means of student discipline. Right now, she's just focused on giving kids more social and emotional support to help students from getting overwhelmed by their emotions and then doing something that gets them in trouble. In the past, parents have complained about how the district has handled student misbehavior. Some parents have even decided to leave the district because of those behavior issues.
Whether it was their student that was having a hard time making good choices at school and they felt like their needs weren't being met, or it was students who were affected by the other students' behaviors that decided to leave because they weren't being managed.
The Klein classroom is supposed to give a little extra support to students who really need it. Hopefully, the theory goes, that'll help cut down on class disturbances, and most importantly, keep kids in class. I'm Tyler Scott, Michigan Radio News.